All right, thank you to everybody tuning in. Of course, we mentioned yesterday, and this will continue to be the theme under unfortunate circumstances. If you guys know just kind of my style of the show, I try and interact as much as I can with fans, and this is just regular Lakers shows that we always do. So absolutely feel free. If you want to be a part of this show, we'll go till noon. Kamenitsky Brothers will follow after that. Mesa and Ireland after that, and then Lakers Talk. So if you want to be a part of this morning show, it's 877-710-ESPN. We'll make it very simple. Whether you want to share memories, whether you want to talk about some of your favorite Kobe moments, personal stories, whatever it is that you want to hit on, it's your platform to do it. So 877-710-ESPN. You know, it's interesting. You have a night to sleep on the tragic accident yesterday. And everyone will kind of continue with the same theme of just our condolences to everybody involved, all the families involved. But it's one of those things where you kind of, you know, you try to go to bed and you wake up a couple times. I'm sure a lot of people, and this goes so much further than just Laker fans, and it goes so much further than LA. I know we're broadcast right here in LA and we're talking to Laker fans in Los Angeles, but you know, Kobe was a global icon. And one of the things that, you know, I've had an opportunity to kind of think of over these last, let's say 24 hours or so, or less than that, you kind of look at, you hear the promo and say, Kobe Bryant is a Laker, right? Kobe Bryant was the Lakers. And it's crazy to say it past tense and say was, and to think about that he's not around anymore. I mentioned this a couple different times yesterday. You know, one of the toughest things to do was to walk around LA Live. You go around LA Live and all the LED boards right now all say in loving memory of Kobe Bryant, and there's a date there. You know, it says the date that he was born, and it says 2020 after that. You're trying to process that. What do you mean Kobe Bryant's still not around? And it makes you kind of just think of, you go back, and everybody has different memories. Everybody has different thoughts. I know for me, one of the things that made Kobe Bryant so special from a fan perspective was, think about the process of Kobe Bryant. Think about the journey of Kobe Bryant in a Los Angeles Lakers jersey. I think that's what touches people so much. Since 1996, Kobe Bryant represented the Los Angeles Lakers. From the moment he was drafted, I go back and I think, if you guys remember, he had that interview with Chick Hearn. And Chick says, you're going to play 19 or 20 years with the Lakers. And Kobe says, oh yeah, 19 or 20 at least. And then he's this rookie that nobody really knows too much of. I remember one of my favorite highlights, and I don't even know why. I guess it was just during an era where you were so interested to see what this Lakers team was going to do, and Shaquille O'Neal obviously signs with the Lakers, and Kobe Bryant's drafted. Eddie Jones and Van Exel are part of the team as well. And I remember this game, it was a preseason game at UNLV, and Lakers had some of their preseason games in Las Vegas. And Kobe crosses over the player in front of him, dunks it on Ben Wallace, and goes, slam dunk. You know, that's Chick Hearn on the mic. And you're just thinking in your head, who is this kid? You know, who is this guy? And then that journey just continues, whether it was the shots that he missed against the Utah Jazz but had the confidence to take them. The journey of trying to get his first NBA championship, got it. The years with Shaquille O'Neal and every championship they got, even though Kobe would bail out the Lakers when Shaq would foul out against the San Antonio Spurs or one of these elite teams, all the credit would always go to Shaquille O'Neal. Then it was, you can't win without Shaq. Kobe trying to do everything he can to improve the talent when Shaquille O'Neal gets traded. He wins with Pau Gasol. It just, you know, I think it's one of those players. I know we could talk about the iconic moments of what he did over 20 years, but I think it's the journey that makes it so special. The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows. Bill Plaschke for the LA Times was a part of the show yesterday. And one of the things Bill talked about that I thought was there was so much truth to that he raised the bar for LA. No, it wasn't just about the Lakers. If you're the Dodgers, that bar has been raised. Look at the bar that Kobe Bryant, the excellence Kobe Bryant tried to pursue on a night-in, night-out basis. That's what you respected from Kobe so much. This will always be, you know, my personal theme when I talk about Kobe, is how does a player want to win more than a fan? I don't think we're accustomed to that too often. I don't think we look at these athletes, look, this is a business. They obviously have a life outside of the game. It's a game. You know, at the end of the day, there are bigger things than just the game. And one of the things I respected is I'm born and raised a Laker fan. So I'm worried about, okay, how did the Lakers do? Did they do this? Did they do that? You know, you're paying attention to all that stuff. And when you kind of have that theme, and then you would watch Kobe, and it's like, man, Kobe will do anything to succeed. That's what I respected the most about him. And, you know, I took so many calls yesterday. And, you know, the beauty of it was the calls told such a beautiful story. And whether those were stories about Kobe Bryant and the personal impact it had on somebody and they had never met him before, or it was stories of somebody who at some point crossed paths with Kobe Bryant. But I thought that was special because, you know, somebody that lived 41 years and is such an iconic legend globally, I think there was something to taking those callers and then telling the story of how, you know, his impact will only get stronger. That's when you really, really keep in your mind that that is a legend. And I think that's what I took out of having an opportunity to have people share their story. And then my own, you know, everybody has a personal story where we felt like we knew Kobe Bryant. Whether you met him or you didn't, you felt like you knew him because you were in your living room with all your family, and some of the greatest memories that you might have with your family is around the TV set or around the radio. And Kobe Bryant and Shaq and, you know, these players are winning championships and you're embracing with other Laker fans. You know these people. You don't know these people. Whatever the case is, it's crazy how sports can really galvanize communities, can galvanize cities, can galvanize people just in general. And then yesterday's tragedy is just kind of a reminder that, man, there's so much more to life than just the game. And losing all those people that were involved in that helicopter accident is a very, very tragic moment. Obviously, Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, just devastating, absolutely devastating. I'll take your guys' phone calls when we come back. And Jamal Wilkes, Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes, will come on at 10:30. This is 710 ESPN. Diego in Oxnard, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Diego.
Hey, Alan, just a sad day today, and kind of called in to share some of my favorite memories of Kobe. And something that you mentioned was that he really brought L.A. together. He brought people together. My family, you know, we're soccer fans, and he even got my dad. He said, oh, well, what about with Kobe? Is Kobe playing today? You know, something that I remember when I was younger. And well, just one of my favorite memories is when I was a freshman in college during his last game. And that day, our whole dorm room, the whole hall just kind of gathered around the TV and everyone was just cheering for Kobe. And like, I bet you some of them didn't even like the Lakers, but they just wanted to see Kobe just work his magic one more time. And it's just one of those things, you know, that you only get to see a couple times. And it just one of those things that we're going to remember, even though, you know, most of us never met him, but we kind of felt this connection to him because he brought all of us together. And that's just how I feel. Like, it's just really special. It's really sad that he's gone, but, you know, he'll live on forever in our memories.
Yeah, Diego, I appreciate you sharing that story. I think a lot of people have stories like that, you know, where you didn't have to meet Kobe Bryant to be impacted by Kobe. You know, you really, really didn't. You share that story about your family being soccer fans. It's funny. I was growing up. Some of my best memories with my family. I mean, think about this. How crazy is that? my dad, my mom, my sisters, is sitting around the TV and watching Lakers basketball, whether it was on Prime Ticket, whether it was in the 90s when it was kind of the early 90s, or we got towards the mid-90s, late 90s, where all of a sudden you had a chance to win an NBA championship. And Kobe Bryant has 20-plus years with a lot of people's lives. And you have those, you know, memories that it's just surreal to be having this conversation, right? When I'm taking callers to have this conversation, to me personally, it hasn't really even sunk in completely, right? I know you're doing it and you're just in motion. It's a little bit different for us too because I have a microphone in front of me. So, you know, part of this is you're doing your job, you're trying to be professional, but of course, like anybody, it's it hits so hard for a lot of people in LA, and it hits so hard for people, I think, on a global basis. Luis in Santa Monica. Luis, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to say two different things. You know, one on a personal level. You know, Kobe, like you said, you know, you didn't have to know him. Kobe taught people how to persevere and overcome the circumstances in their lives. That was the example that he was to me as a fan. You know, he gave people the belief that no matter how hard a circumstance was on a personal level or on a professional level, he gave us example after example after example of how to be able to put your mind to singularly just focusing on what you have to do on a day-to-day basis to get better at whatever it is that you're dealing with or how to overcome what you're dealing with. We saw him overcome injury. We saw him overcome the threat to his freedom. We saw him overcome the different strained relationships between his parents and him. We saw him overcome a divorce proceeding that took place with his wife. We saw everything that he went through on a personal level on camera. And that's what separates him from any other superstar, I believe, in NBA history, is that everything that took place in his life, we felt like we witnessed it and we were a part of it. And there was these emotional attachments that he was able to connect with people with, just based on us watching his life play out on screen. He's like a real life, you know, soap opera that played out in front of the world's eyes. And then the second thing I want to say on a historical context, he's the only player that you can point to in the history of the game where you can look at his skill set and literally look at his offensive skill set and you can say, oh, I saw Kobe throw up the Kareem sky hook before. Oh, I see Jerry West's pull-up jump shot in his game. I see Elgin Baylor's shoulder lean when he slides into the paint to go in and attack and slice through the defense for a layup. I saw Dr. J's, you know, reverse windmill, but instead of laying it up, I saw him dunk it over at Kevin Garnett and the Doug Sprewell. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about the history of the game and the greats that came before him, how he studied Hakeem Olajuwon's post moves, everybody thinks he just mimicked Michael Jordan. No, this guy was a student of the game, man, and he studied all of the greats that came before him. And being born in Philly, as far back as Wilt Chamberlain goes, he has a common thread with every player of the greats of the history of the game.
Luis,
present and future.
I appreciate you sharing. Appreciate you sharing all that. And you know, I know a lot of our references are going to be the basketball side of things because that's how most of us obviously knew Kobe. But I love what you said there. It's like it was a movie that played out for 20 plus years, but I felt like we were all in the movie. You know what I mean? He was the star, and everybody else was were playing their role, and whether that was the fan base or whether that was his teammates, but Kobe took us through a ride for years, and to just kind of see it all abruptly end like this, it's devastating. Devastating for everybody involved. I'll continue to emphasize that. Obviously, everybody involved, it's devastating. Peter in Dallas. Peter, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Peter.
Great. Thank you, all of you, for what you're doing and giving, you know, tribute to Kobe Bryant, LA's adopted son. I think the thing, three things I look at Kobe are his personalities. And one is, of course, being a father figure, a family figure. You know, no matter what, no one wants to die at such a young age. But he was doing what he was, what he loved, being there for his daughter, for, you know, Mamba Academy. So there's no doubt that's, you know, God bless him and his family and all those who are affected. Second is, you know, we can say he's a basketball player, but, you know, yes, he's the epitome of the two-way player. He's the epitome of being fiercely loyal to L.A. 20 years, never changed the team. But we forget, and sometimes we may glance over, is that he embodied the relentless spirit of an athlete. That no matter what you do, no matter what physicalities impact you, you go at it day in and day out. That's something you can apply to not just in sports, but in anything in our lives. And then third, I think we're all robbed of seeing what would have happened if Mamba mentality crossed over into a visionary storyteller, into a businessman, into a entrepreneur. We got a flavor and a taste. Unfortunately, we'll never be able to know that. We can always, you know, speculate. But one thing is for sure, he will live on. Because when anyone were to say, did someone existed who's played on a team for 20 years, five championships, was a two-way player, and we'll be able to say, I'm fortunate to say yes, and I watched him in real time. So,
Peter,
thank you for all
thank
of
you. I appreciate you giving us your viewpoint there, and I agree with you. I think when, you know, we're going to remember Kobe Bryant for much more than basketball. And I think that legacy will just continue. Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes coming up next. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN. All right, I'd like to thank Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes for hopping on 710 ESPN. Jamal, thanks for taking some time to hop on the show today.
Sure.
Look, I know it's obviously these are not the circumstances that we want to have you on for. I know your relationship is different, you know, from a personal perspective with Kobe Bryant. I just want to get your get your thoughts. What will you remember Kobe Bryant? How will you remember him? And if you can just share your thoughts and your feelings.
Well, yeah, you're right, Alan. This is not a fun interview. You know, typically we talk about what's happening in sports, and, you know, I'm just devastated, like everyone else. I mean, it's just terrible, just horrible. It just, you know, is one of those things that just doesn't make sense. And somehow, you know, we have to pull ourselves together. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, whether you loved him or liked him or hated him, you know, he was 20 years with the Lakers. And, you know, he was like always in the background. It's like become part of your family. And I didn't really know him that well personally. I mean, I played years before him. I admired what he accomplished on the court, obviously, and enjoyed what he accomplished on the court. But, you know, I was also really appreciating him as a human being, what he was doing off the court, and, you know, how he, you know, was really, you know, man, his wife and family. I just got, you know, I just don't.
Yeah, it's tough.
He was such a family man, and, you know, his daughter was loving the game, and, oh, man, it's just tough. But, you know, my memories of him, he's, you know, I look at him as the GOAT, the greatest Laker of all time. You know, he played 20 years and two jerseys retired, and all his accomplishments, and but it's more than that. You know, we just lost a great human being, and it's just really, really difficult.
Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes joining 710 ESPN. You know, Jamal, it is I couldn't agree more when you put it that way, when you say it's so much more than basketball. And I could tell you, you know, having an opportunity these last 4 hours yesterday, obviously today as well, just listening to people who are calling in. These might be Laker fans. They might not be Laker fans. They might be fans of basketball. They might not be fans of basketball. They may be from Los Angeles. They may be outside of town. But I feel like Kobe's had so much more of an impact on people than any of us even realized. You know, people telling personal stories. Yesterday, I had a couple different people talk about how whether it was their job, that they were more motivated They push themselves even more because they watched somebody at his craft, Kobe Bryant, take his job so seriously, care so passionately about what he did on a night-in, night-out basis, that they use that as motivation, what they're doing. Other people saying that he was a father figure to them because of the way his journey kind of went for 20 years. So I couldn't agree more that it was more than just basketball, and I feel like people are starting to tell their stories of how they impact, how he impacted their lives.
Yes, Alan, and when you look at just the basketball side of it, I mean, we took his greatness for granted. And, you know, unfortunately, that happens a lot. You know, when someone is really, really great at something and you just kind of get used to it, it kind of becomes ho-hum, and, you know, you take it for granted. But, you know, off the court, again, you know, we could see, you know, as competitive and fierce as he was, there was clearly another side of it that uh-huh. that was starting to blossom. You know, as he grew away from the game and, you know, being with the Lakers 20 years, you know, we saw him make mistakes. We saw him pick himself up. We saw him grow. And like I said, you know, whether you loved him or hated him or liked him, or you liked the Lakers, or you didn't like the Lakers, or you liked basketball, or you didn't like basketball, you know, he became like a part of your family. Mm.
Yeah. We had so much respect for his craft, right? And I think you would have that respect for anybody that took what they did and cared so much about it. I give this as this is the best example I could give, and this has always kind of been my view of Kobe. I always felt like Kobe cared more than the fans did, right? And that's not common. It's not common to have athletes, at least that's what I believe, you know, fans get, they get so attached to teams and players, or they're representing those teams and players are representing a city that they're from, so they get so passionate about it. Every time I watch Kobe, it's like, yeah, you can't match how much he cares. I always thought that was special. I thought this was very symbolic too. Not even symbolic. At the time when Kobe came to the game, you know, obviously with his daughter a few weeks ago against the Dallas Mavericks, and I did the post-game show after that game, and I talked about how much I loved that Kobe was wearing a WNBA sweater, and it was, you know, the logo of the WNBA. And I felt like that was, you know, that was his initiative. His initiative was, you know, he has these beautiful daughters, a beautiful family, that was his primary focus, was to kind of, after basketball, make sure that everything was about the family. And man, there's so much more to remember about Kobe that has nothing to do with basketball. And, you know, it's unfortunate that his years were cut short, and everybody's years that were a part of that tragedy yesterday were cut short.
Well said, Alan. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I agree. I think he cared more than the fans about, you know, basketball, the Lakers winning, and that is rare, and that's special, and that's something that you enjoy seeing, you know, someone that's that into what they're doing. And then secondly, your story of the WNBA sweatshirt. Yeah, I think we would have seen a lot of stuff coming from him like that, that was broadening, you know, our perspectives, his perspective on life, family. And you know, I can't express enough how he was so competitive and on the court, and yet he was, you know, he seemed like he was such a soft touch with his family and close friends and associates. And I think we would have seen a lot more stuff like the WNBA sweater coming out going forward had not been a tragic accident yesterday.
Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes on 710 ESPN. Jamal, how will you remember Kobe's legacy, and how do you think, you know, how do you think we should remember what Kobe Bryant was, not just on a local level, but on a global scale?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. I know he was coming up for the Hall of Fame, and that's also what kind of makes it even more tragic, is that, you know, you would have think he would have gotten much more appreciation for not only his career, but who he is, you know, with the culmination of being inducted in the Hall of Fame. I think we should remember him as the GOAT, the greatest Laker of all time, And I think we should appreciate his, you know, the fact that he grew, whatever mistakes he made or didn't make, he grew from it. What you said about his craft, that he loved the game more than the fans. And I think thirdly, his family. You know, he's about family and, mm-hmm. and about children and helping young people, you know, writing his books and his play. And I think that's how we should remember him. You know, no one's perfect, Al, and that's not the point. But the point is that he had the longest tenure as the Laker of anyone. He's got two jerseys retired. He had a stellar career. And then going beyond that, basketball, you know, he was just blazing new trails for families and young people and women. And so I think that's how I remember him anyway.
Jamal, I apologize for doing these under these circumstances, but I can't thank you enough for taking some time and hopping on 710 ESPN.
Okay, Alan.
All right, that's Hall of Famer Jamal Wilkes. We come back, more of you guys' phone calls. If you guys do want to be a part of the show and share thoughts, memories, whatever it is, whatever's on your mind, you could feel free to do so. 877-710-ESPN. This is 710 ESPN. Vince Carter on the passing of Kobe Bryant.
You can see a man who was such a fierce competitor at peace when he sits there courtside now, because it's not the Mamba competing against whoever. It's dad teaching his daughter how to the ins and outs of the game and how he sees it and how she can learn to break the game down. That's what I saw, and I think that's what a lot of people can see, and I think that's where it catches the basketball world off guard more than anything, because we all saw it. And for those of us who played against him, who knew him, I think that's what kind of is gut-wrenching more than anything, because of his happiness, because of that conversation I had with him, telling me, he's like, I'm at peace, I'm happy, I'm at my happiest.
That's Vince Carter right there. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. David in Santa Monica, you're on 710-ESPN. David, you there, bud?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, man, thank you for taking the call, man. Yesterday was just an emotional day, man. It was just, thinking and crying and thinking and crying. But just think about what Kobe Bryant, what he did. I mean, he literally just grew up in front of us. You know, we saw him go from, you know, a teenager to a man, to a father, and to a champion. And we have an opportunity in L.A. to do something unprecedented with all that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Everything that he was about, we watched Kobe grow into from a teen to a man and change the world. So what we can do to honor his to show his wife and his daughters that are left how much we appreciate him. L.A. can take the forefront, and we know Kobe was passionate about the homeless. He was passionate about just about everything that concerns us in life. So we can take the forefront as a city, as L.A., and lead the nation. I mean, I'm looking at that crowd yesterday downtown.
Oh, yeah.
You know there were gang members down there. There were business people. But I said that to say this, you know, and if any gang members are listening, you know, this is our time as a city. You know, we can come together and show the world, show the nation how much we appreciate this man, this great man that was among us. By ending gang violence, by coming together, by building our communities, we can send a message to the world. We have an opportunity to do that right now. And if they're listening, man, I hope you take this to your leaders. I hope politicians get serious about ending homelessness in L.A. There's enough wealthy people, there's enough politicians in this city to end homelessness. I know there's people out there that are going to be homeless no matter what you do. You know, that's just it, the way it is. But we can lead the nation in reducing those numbers and show how much we appreciate this man. This is our opportunity as a city to come together to show his excellence, his philosophy, and take it to heart. And we all can take a part of it and build this city up and bring this city to a place of prominence by attacking these areas that has been bringing us down.
Appreciate you calling in, David. Thank you, and well put. Yeah, this is so much bigger than basketball. I mean, it's That's a great way to put it, David. You know, things like this, and you hate to see a tragedy happen to remind us. You hate to see, you know, predicaments like this or situations like this to raise awareness on certain things. But we could all be better to try and carry on a legacy for Kobe Bryant. I love the challenge, you know, the challenge of saying everybody could be better. Everybody's feeling it, you know, and it's not just LA is different the last 24 hours, completely different. It is. You know, when you lose somebody that was as admired and as iconic as Kobe Bryant meant to LA, everyone is mourning. You know, I have a lot of people who will tell me stories. These are just personal friends, family. And a lot of them say, I feel like I lost a loved one. Like, I genuinely feel like I lost a loved one. I think a lot of people feel that. And that doesn't take you knowing Kobe Bryant to feel that way. Take a few more phone calls here. Robert in Long Beach. Robert, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for letting me speak on the air.
Of course.
You know, for me, Kobe, you talk about transcending basketball. His influence on me, you know, I'm in a very competitive line of work. And when I started to realize how much work he put in to be better than his competition and his willingness to do the things that his competitors couldn't do or wouldn't do, it really kicked me into high gear. And what I've built in my career now, I feel like I owe largely to him, because I never was a get-up-early person. I never was a nose-to-the-grindstone person. And as soon as I realized that the reason he achieved the success that he achieved is because he was willing to do those things, that really set me on a path to start making better decisions. And so I was heartbroken yesterday, because this person who worked so hard to earn all these great things was cut down before he was really able to enjoy the fruit of his labor and all the great things that were in store for him. And so you said it best just now. It does feel like you lost a loved one, because without him, I don't know if I would have ever caught fire the way I did. It was because of his influence that I did that. And so I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Appreciate you sharing that story. Marty in Long Beach, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Alan, for taking my call. And I think that you guys are doing a fantastic job to do the tribute to Kobe and his family. Prayers out to all the families that suffered a loss. And, Alan, it's really been interesting. I mean, I'm 70 years old, and I've been watching and listening to a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. I still play. As a matter of fact, Chick got me interested in the game. I was a lock for Magic, Kareem, Cooper, and that bunch. And I was old school. I did not want to accept Kobe, but you know what? I had to. I had to accept him because of his work ethic and his ability to overcome all obstacles. My personal opinion, I feel that a fitting tribute to Kobe and his family would be that statue out there, number 24, and another statue, number 2, Gianna, his daughter. I know that they probably already got plans on what they're going to do, but I think that that would be a fitting tribute to Kobe and his family and the rest of Laker Nation and the world.
Appreciate you sharing your thoughts there, Marty. I will say that, you know, I just got this feeling that the NBA, the Lakers, the city of Los Angeles, I just got this feeling that, you know, amazing, amazing things will come to tribute Kobe Bryant, his daughter, their family, and everybody involved in the tragic accident. So what that is, I don't have the answer, but everyone can feel the same thing in Los Angeles. Everyone could feel it, really. You don't have to just be in LA. And I know I've said that a couple times, because I've always thought the Lakers are such a incredible brand all across the world. And Kobe Bryant is a global icon. Global icon. You see tennis players coming out yesterday wearing Kobe's jersey. I just saw some soccer players in the Premier League, I think it was, have this jersey on. I mean, he's an icon. He's not an icon just here. He's an icon everywhere. So I know and I imagine that some beautiful, beautiful things will pay tribute to him, his family, and everyone involved in that tragic accident. Stay right here, 710 ESPN.